close. Coming up on a very special time of year. It's a holiday time of year. A very special time of year. A seasonal time of year. Time with holidays and seasons. Always just makes me feel so something, you know? I just couldn't let this time of year go past, but with all the lights and the decorations, the extravagant gifts at a time when the whole entire economy is just sort of deflating like a sad balloon animal with a leak, and you're just like, oh no, that's my balloon penguin. But you still gotta do something special for your baby. So you cut off all your hair, and you trade it to a gentleman in exchange for the thing your baby needs most, like a dime bag or eggnog or some shit. The point is, I couldn't let this time of year go past without singing a little something special for y'all. And that's something
goes something like this.
Fuck Christmas. Right in the eye socket. Fuck it so deep, right down his neck into its pocket. Fuck Christmas. Oh, and also fuck Christmas. Now when I was a child, I used to look forward to that wonderful time of year, when the tree would go up and the beatings would stop and stockings would be full of beer and we'd all gather round for that one special meal and mama would open that can. So one year my daddy had been drinking since dawn, and he announced there was a new plan. He said, we're gonna fuck Christmas right in the eye socket. Who are you fucking people? I should've changed the lock. It's time to scram out of here. Oh, and also, I'm taking your beer. Now, we all understood that Daddy had emotional problems. He identified a little too strongly with that strange green man in the vegetable commercials. He never really understood that his sexy referee costume was really only appropriate for Halloween parties and people who are not morbidly obese. But you know, I still looked up to that man, because he was usually hovering directly over me in a way that I've managed to mostly block from my memory since those days. And after he left, we knew we had to rally around Mama, because she had the can opener. And we still hadn't figured out how to open the cans of food with our teeth. Not just yet. That would come later. And she saw us with that sad, expectant look in our eyes, that look that said, I have always respected your birth canal, woman, but I will kill you if I have to. And with a sad, sad sigh, she let down her defenses, and her shrieking last words went a little something like this. Fuck Christmas! Fuck Christmas! Right in the eye socket! Give it a robot fuck like Herbie Hancock's rocket! Dime bag.